The proposal would have all gasoline contain about 10% ethanol. It would mirror a plan recently passed in Minnesota. The idea is that the mandate would help farmers by increasing demand for the corn-based fuel additive. Republican co-sponsor Sheila Harsdorf says it would also entice more businesses to start up ethanol plants in Wisconsin. The River Hill senator says it's important to act now.
I really see this as a window of opportunity, because once there's enough production in the country to meet the demand for ethanol, there won't be the interest in setting plants. And so not only are we interested in increasing the production here in Wisconsin, but also recognizing the demand that is going to be available and existing not only in our state, but across the country.
Supporters also say increasing ethanol production helps reduce reliance on foreign oil and helps gasoline burn more cleanly. But a coalition of gasoline retailers says the idea has its shortcomings. Spokesman Dan Gunderson says it will make it tough to find gasoline for ATVs or boat engines.
If you have an engine, like I have an outboard motor I'm instructed not to use ethanol, where will I go, and will I have any assurance that I can find straight gasoline for my vehicles?
Wisconsin has only 3 working ethanol plants, meaning it would have to get much of its supply from out-of-state producers, and there's no guarantee Wisconsin would ever fill the demand on its own. That's because it's cheaper to site a new ethanol plant in a state like South Dakota, where low corn prices mean higher profits for investors. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.